Or not. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Here we got a World Series star tonight. Dodgers, Yankees. Probably one of the more star-studded World Series.
Yeah, but you got Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts,
Juan Soto, Freddie Freeman.
Man, Freddie.
There's a lot. I mean, if you.
That's probably going to be the most watched World Series in a long time, huh?
If I had to guess, this would be the most watched one since Cubs-Cleveland, because that was obviously the Cubs trying to break the curse in 16 and hadn't won in 100 years. This is going to be a very, very watched World Series. And here's what I am invested in this World Series now. I'm invested in the outcome that gets Juan Soto to the Phillies, okay? That's all I'm looking for. I want Juan Soto on the Phillies. I want to watch Juan Soto play baseball every day. I've been coming up with, you know, harebrained ideas to trade for him here for 2 years, and I get shot down every time. And I'm still bitter about everyone saying they wouldn't trade Trey Turner for him. But and let's move on from that. But he's a free agent now after this, okay? So the Phillies just have to pay him. Hugh, let me ask you a question. What do you think's more likely? He leaves the Yankees if they win the World Series with him, or he leaves the Yankees if they lose the World Series with him?
So if he leaves the Yankees if they win.
So like what's the best way to get him to leave?
If they lose.
So if they win or they lose. What do you think leads to the more likely that he walks away from them?
You know what's crazy? I think they're probably gonna throw a ton of bread at him anyway.
Sure. But which of the two?
I would probably say, because he's already won one.
He won with the Nats,
yeah. I'm gonna say if he wins one, he leaves. If he wins when he leaves, because he got two at that point, he's money grabbing now.
I think you're right. I think if they lose, they're probably more desperate to keep him. Right?
Yeah.
We can't let him go. All that kind of stuff. If they win, you're right. He delivered or helped them deliver a World Series.
Yeah.
He's got two.
You know who else has a World Series?
He just gets the biggest paycheck. Judge.
Chisholm.
Oh, that's a fair point. Jazz Chisholm.
Man, that's crazy. Well. I mean, it's just crazy.
He didn't fit here. Remember that?
Yeah.
He wasn't fit.
I mean, I was one of the ones that said that.
Well, but I'm not upset at you for saying that. I'm upset at the Phillies for believing that.
Well,
it's true.
It's crazy how he hasn't contributed like those other guys, but he's contributed.
Well, sure.
He's had his moment.
No,
yeah,
he's been,
that's crazy.
Yeah, he's not a star, but he's a solid player.
Yeah, he's contributed, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm rooting for the outcome that gets Juan Soto here. Can we hear Ken Rosenthal, latest on Juan Soto and what could happen when he does hit free agency as soon as this World Series ends?
He's going to want to beat Ohtani's present-day value, which is somewhere in the high 40s. He's going to want $50 million a year present-day value, and he's going to want it over a long period. That's why you're hearing talk of $500 million, $600 million. It's realistic based on where people think this is going. So will it be the Mets? Will it be the Yankees? Will it be some other team? I don't know. If Steve Cohen, the owner of the New York Mets, really wants Soto, is he going to be outbid by Hal Steinbrenner? I would tend to doubt it. And Soto, if you think about it, really fits into what the Mets are trying to do. He's the right age. He's going to be 26 next season. They're trying to get a younger, sustainable team in place. So he might be, for Steve Cohen, something of a holy grail. And if that happens, and if Hal Steinbrenner is in a bidding war, I don't know that Hal Steinbrenner is going to win. So, long answer short. I don't know where Juan Soto is going. I do expect he's going for the most money.
All right, I take a couple things from that. One, if John Middleton writes the biggest check, Juan Soto could come to the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's locked in to the Yankees or anything like that. The other thing that hits me, and it gives me a kind of a queasy feeling, Hugh, is it sounds like the Mets owner might just offer him more money than anyone could dream of. I have a bad feeling he's going to end up on the Mets and stay in the division and face the Phillies. But we'll see. Yankees, Dodgers starts tonight. What's your pick, Hugh? Who wins? I got Dodgers in six.
I'm going to say Yankees. The Dodgers, I like the Dodgers, and you know, there's a lot of history with both of these squads, but I feel like it's going to be Yankees. Was it Aaron Boone? He's been chopping at the bit for this one for a while.
Sure.
Yeah, man. So I'm picking the Yankees. I'll take the Yankees.
I feel like Ohtani's going to have an all-time series.
Oh, yeah. That's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many stars. Any of them could. It could be Soto. It could be Judge.
And then the Freddie Freeman angle, because he really didn't want to leave Atlanta.
And now he can win in L.A.?
Now he can win in L.A. Yeah, that one.
It's wild how many future Hall of Famers are probably in this series. Like, we were counting before the show. It could be up to 10. I mean, it's an amazing array.
Who are you talking about? Mookie?
Freddie, Ohtani, Soto.
Judge.
Yeah.
Okay. Judge.
Giancarlo Stanton. He's got an MVP and a lot of home runs.
Yes, he does. He's been around a long time.
So Kershaw's not going to pitch in the series, but he's on the Dodgers. He's obviously going to the Hall of Fame. It's a lot. It's again, as star-studded as any World Series we've ever seen. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We got a lot of polls up today, including, do you expect the Eagles to win on Sunday? 67% yes. Is it wrong to be in a store for an hour and not buy anything? Amazingly, 57% side with you, Hugh.
Yeah, of course, because these are
people. A long time.
People are reasonable. A lot of times, especially in this economy.
I wouldn't describe general population as reasonable.
No, in this case, it is.
Because it fits my agenda.
Okay.
Of course. I have an agenda. But no, it is, because going into a store like that, man, it's easy to get overwhelmed. And that's what happened, because I'm running around and I'm seeing everything that I want to buy. And then you don't buy anything because you're like, wait a minute. I want to get more information. I didn't have enough information to make a purchase at Cabela's yesterday.
I'm actually going to help your side of the argument for a second. Do you think the size of the store impacts how long you could stay?
Is that?
Like, Cabela's is huge, right? A lot of things, you get lost, you're looking around. You could kind of get lost in a half an hour without even trying.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go into a Wawa and stay an hour.
You go into a Wawa. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, a small store, you got to make a decision, in and out. Cabela's, yeah, I guess, but
because
an
it's,
hour?
It's the thing with Cabela's, I guarantee you, the casual person just went in there, you could probably find something that you can make an argument that you could use, because they got all kind of Yeti stuff. Yeti stuff out the yin yang.
I love Yetis. I got a Yeti right here.
Yeah, the Yeti stuff, the pants, the different cargo pants. They got jackets. They have camping gear. They have, like you say, firearms, bow and arrows. They have everything: kayaks, canoes, tents. And I was just like, wow, I didn't even go. I wasn't even on the other side. Matter of fact, I might go back today, because I didn't even go to the tent side. I didn't even look at any of that stuff. They have grills. I didn't even look at any of that stuff, because I went in there and when I saw the bow and arrows, I kind of got overwhelmed with that. Then I started looking at the BB guns, which they didn't have a great selection. So I started looking at that. And you know that there are some Cabela's where you can actually test out fishing lures and stuff, because they got like fish. Some of them are huge. Like, this one was big, but some of them are even bigger than that.
Catch and release, or you get to bring those home?
Yeah, I think you catch and release.
Yeah.
I think it's a catch and release thing. But yeah, you could do it. There's a lot you could do at Cabela's, man.
Imagine you catch a fish, you bring it up to pay for it, like just flopping around on the thing there. All right, another poll. Would a lost Sunday be acceptable? 77% on no? A lot of bravado on that one. 77% no. Are we serious?
Yes.
Well, so does that math, like 66% of people expect a win? Well, all right, 33% of people don't expect a win, but 70% say not accept, or 76% say it's not acceptable. There's got to be a crossover portion there who say, I don't expect a win, and it's unacceptable.
The math never maths. It never does. Sean in Havertown is up. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Sean. What's up?
Good. So I'm a loss would be acceptable, right? An unacceptable loss were losses to the Cardinals and the Giants last year.
Yes.
At the end of the year. At this point in the season, of course, nobody wants a loss. Nobody expects a loss. But if there is a loss, like, okay, we're not jumping off the ship, right? We're still on the season. We can still make the playoffs. And I think everybody should be still on board. But, you know, it's the type of game where it is a defining game for the team, no doubt, right? And I'd be interested to see, you know, how they show up, because it's been an up and down season so far.
It has. We'll see. And we don't really know which Eagles team we get each week, especially the defense. The defense has been, you know, the offense has kind of had it's been pretty much the same. The big plays define it, and they run the ball better than they throw it. But Sean, the defense each week, I have no idea. I mean, they've had three games where they've looked amazing, and then the other games they've kind of gotten torched. So hopefully we get the good defense here this week. Sean, you got a costume for Hugh?
And I do. The only guy that has ever turned a robe into formal wear, he should be Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner. You know what? That actually gives us an extra Hugh we could throw into the mix. There's so many Hughes.
That's a pretty good one. That's not a bad one.
That feels like one you could easily pull off.
Yeah. Just put a robe on and look, you know.
It might not be
around.
A workplace.
Definitely not.
Yeah, definitely it feels like
I'm
one.
I'm pretty sure Hugh Hefner has some clothes on underneath there, though.
Makes you think that?
I mean, that's...
He kind of went by the set of his own rules.
Of all
yeah.
people that wouldn't have clothes underneath, you would think it would be Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, because he got it in. He got it in.
He's getting banged every which way.
I feel like
Hugh Hefner kind of fell out of the national daily conversation. Like, he used to come up a lot, and now it's not. I mean, I know he's not with us anymore, but like, it used to be a thing to bring his name up, and now...
No, he was the guy. I remember I wanted to go to the Playboy Mansion when I was... younger.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the Playboy Mansion thing. Never got a chance to.
You still do it?
No, it's not the same. Because you want to go to the parties at the Grotto, but I think after a few NFL players stole some of his wives and girl, well, not his wives, but his girlfriends, he was like, we're not, that dog ain't hunting no more. Because a few guys married Playboy bunnies.
Didn't a former Eagle do it?
Jerry Garcia. Jeff Garcia. And Hank Basket.
That's what I was thinking, Hank, yeah.
Hank Basket.
But, Hank. I mean, could Hugh really get that? Hugh Hefner, I need to clarify now. Could Hugh Hefner really get that upset if a few NFL players stole a few of his girlfriends?
I think he did.
He had a
lot of them.
Yeah.
I think he was mad when Kendra left, though. Because Kendra left for Hank Basket. Hank Basket ended up snatching Kendra.
Well, they were closer to the same age, so you know that kind of thing probably could happen.
Probably, yeah.
Black Gritty's up next. Hey, Black Gritty.
Guys, so first of all, the Cowboys are trash. Just to remind people, I don't know what Cowboy Jim be on every time he call. I hate to talk off topic. Secondly, you know, Joe Burrow is Jalen Hurts. They're the same thing. Now, saying Jalen Hurts is Lamar Jackson means that you're on something. I don't want to hear anything you got to say after that because you sound crazy. But both guys went to a Super Bowl and lost. One guy looks like a great passer, and the other one looks like a great runner and passer. But, I mean, at least Jalen shows up for most of his games. I mean, we talk about Joe Burrow the same way you're talking about Cam Newton. He had one great year, and then he gets injured a lot, right? He has slow starts every year where he looks terrible, and then they catch fire. I mean, like, we just talk about Joe Burrow by the looks of it like he is something that he's not. He is very inconsistent, and they are 3-3. They barely beat the Browns, and they barely beat the Giants, just like we just had struggles with. We beat them handily. So what? I mean, they need to go out there and win this game is what I'm saying. They need to go out there and win this game. So the Bengals don't have a great defense. So I know that we make average quarterbacks look like surgeons, but our young DBs are playing well. So I got to have confidence in that. So go out there. You've been consistent lately. You know, getting all these sacks. You're asking for 3 or 4. Go out there and earn some credibility and get me this George W. Jalen, you tired of hearing this conversation where they say that this guy is not you and you're not this guy? Again, Joe Burrow ain't did nothing. If Jalen Hurts ain't did nothing, then neither is Joe Burrow. They've both been in the playoffs every year, and neither one of them won a Super Bowl. Neither one of them got an MVP. So don't tell me this guy's that much better just because I know he looks better. I'm not stupid. I get what you're saying. But it's not on paper, and the facts of it is we need to go out there and win this game so the team can get some credibility going, and that's what I want, okay? I want you to have a bus. Just get a bus, you. Drive everybody down. This is Philadelphia. We ride or die together. If we ride with you, we're probably going to die because I know you'd be speeding. But if we get a bus, we might be all right. We might make it, all right? And I can co-captain for you. But that's what I want, all right? That's what I want this George W. Day. That's what I want.
Black Gritty, actually, this is the best idea we heard all day. We commission a bus. I'm sure we could actually probably do this. We get a trip. We get all our listeners. And we get a bus. And we bus down to New Orleans. Could you imagine that trip? You drive. The rest of us will have, you know, adult beverages. It'll be great.
We get a sponsor, Hugh and the Hubies. And let me give you the Halloween costumes real quick before you kick me off. So, Hugh, what you need to do is embrace your inner Black Gritty and be Mr. Black Hockey and go as a goalie because the Flyers, Lord knows, we need one. So put your big butt in a goalie costume and you be ba-ba-ba-ba, Mr. Black Hockey. Do what you do. I'm going to ba 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 ba. I'm going as Jerry Jones. I got me a Crypt Keeper outfit. So I'm going to go out there and start talking crazy to people.
The absolute glory hole.
Good stuff, Black Rudy. We appreciate it. I like the bus idea. We're taking you and Ike driving down to the Super Bowl, and we're now expanding. How much fun would it be You're driving, you really concentrate. The rest of us liquored up, screaming and yelling. How many hours would it take us to get to New Orleans?
It's going
to
take us a lot longer since we're driving a bus.
I like the idea of Hugh driving and us drinking.
I agree.
It's a great idea.
Oh, yeah, because I'm definitely not going to do that. And the bus would help y'all as far as having to pee, because I'm assuming it would have a bathroom. Yeah. In the back.
How about we just
big
stop?
Old bus.
Hugh and the Hubies.
No, I'm not stopping. I'm only stopping for gas. That's it.
Can you drive
gas
a bus?
Gas stations have restrooms.
I have to get it. I have a brother that can drive. He has his CDL.
Oh, all right.
Ooh, so he can drive the bus.
Oh, we'll invite him.
Or I could get my CDL. Like, that might take too long, though, because I got to work.
Let me look that up.
We have somebody who calls the show all the time and drives a bus.
Herb
coming on this trip would be wild.
Want to play with me?
You know what? I think we found it. I have been skeptical the Eagles can get to New Orleans. Hugh, I'm fully believing because I want to manifest Herb driving us to New Orleans.
But see, this changes the trip dynamic now. Now I can't make the stops
that I wanted to make.
Sure
you can.
Herb will accommodate.
What is he going to say? No.
Herb would definitely want to go, but I'm just saying I want to get some lemon pepper wings.
There's also a chance that Herb takes us somewhere that's just not New Orleans.
Hold on. You think if you suggest to our audience and the people that want to come with us that we stop at Magic City, anyone's going to say...
I didn't say Magic City. I said lemon pepper wings.
We
know what that means.
Yeah, we all know.
Lemon pepper wings.
Okay.
It means lemon pepper. This is a family show.
Right.
Lemon pepper wings.
Okay.
For the most part.
So let's say you want to go somewhere you can get lemon pepper wings.
And I don't even like lemon pepper wings. I don't even like lemon pepper.
Let's say you want to stop somewhere in the Atlanta area that you can acquire lemon pepper wings. You think a busload of people heading to the Super Bowl is going to say, oh, no, don't stop there?
Our audience
is going to say no?
Yeah, that dog would definitely hunt.
You really think this is a family show?
Sometimes. Why has Hassan Reddick been on four other freaking football teams? As a matter of fact, Hassan Reddick came to camp the other day.
He's playing this weekend.
He came to work.
Good for him.
You betting on Reddick sacks?
Good for the Jets.
You know what? Let me go ahead and put that. I got
to
wait till Friday. I
got to
wait till Saturday,
season.
Though, because to do the parlays, the anytime bets. I got to do that.
We've created a monster here. This is remarkable. On the break, he's like, yeah, I got a 16-legger over here.
It's a good thing you got a house before this, because you would not be in a financially stable position to get
like,
one.
But, dude, I'm making money
I give you a month.
That I put in this week?
Man, listen.
I'm making money over here.
You know what that means? You're about to start losing it soon. That's how it works.
No,
man.
Listen. This 18-legger that I got here.
That's how the pros do it. They put those 18-leggers in. All right, speaking of parlays, we will have one for you coming up later in the hour. You know what we got to do right now? We got to guess the takes for week number 8 in the NFL.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yeah. All right, sometimes when you guess the takes, you're not rooting for it to happen. You're just predicting it will. Hugh Douglas, I'm guessing that at some point early next week, you're going to turn on WIP. You're going to turn on First Take. You're going to see this headline. Jalen Hurts is holding the Eagles back.
He's holding them hostage.
Yeah, we are.
We're trending in a direction.
Doesn't it feel like it's been a lot of, hey, what's going on with Jalen? Passing game, it looks weird.
Passive aggressively.
Yes, exactly. If it doesn't look great this weekend, that will be a conversation next week. Jalen Hurts holding the Eagles back. That's my guess to take for next week. Hugh, what are they saying after this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the trend that I've been on for the last couple of weeks, man, because I just don't like where it's going. Devontae Adams is a Jet now. And I thought it was ironic how he was asked about some of the issues that the Jets are having. And he had a lot to say about guys celebrating and all this other stuff. Weren't you like a cancer was cut out of the Raiders organization because you was acting up over there? But my point is this. The Jets are going to be sellers at the trade deadline because they're falling apart. And they need to trade Aaron Rodgers.
It'd be so probably. Jets.
How funny it would be if they dumped Rodgers.
No, it's not probably going to happen.
Kept Devontae.
Just get out.
They keep Adams and trade Rodgers.
Yeah, get out of here.
You're
all
the
right. Hughes all over the Jets. Sir Kyle, what's your guess to take?
So I have I'm going to guarantee something for Sunday.
Uh-oh.
The Lions are going to smack the Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
And when they do that, Jared Goff is going to put together yet again another MVP-like performance.
Mm.
And he is going to put himself squarely at the front of the MVP race.
Woo! I could see it. And they're at home this weekend against Titans indoors.
Yeah, they're part of my 18-legger.
That's a good leg.
I also have an agenda.
What's your agenda?
I have Goff MVP ticket at 1,600. Plus 1,600.
Yeah, it's a good number.
Yeah.
Now, will you cash out if he gets high enough, or are you riding it to the end?
Absolutely not. I am not a coward.
You know, I am not a coward either, but then every year when I have 30 to ones that at one point are cash outs and I don't take them, I hate myself.
I wish I could cash out my Anthony Richardson ticket from the beginning of the year.
Oh, you know, the worst cash outs, and on principle, I refuse to take them. When you have a bad bet and you bet, like, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 bucks on a future, maybe more if you want to.
You want to tell us what your one last year was?
Kenny Pickett, MVP. Okay, but they give you a cash out. And it says 2 cents. They're taunting you. They're like, this is such a bad bet. We'll give you 2 pennies so you feel good about yourself. And then you're like, no. For the principal, I refuse. What am I going to do with the 2 pennies? I lost anyway. It's patronizing.
No, I feel you on that.
Well, wait till they start doing it to you. You're riding high right now.
Oh, no. I have no qualms about cashing out. Because this 18-legger that I put in, Joe, if they give me $5, I'm taking it. Because that's a win. $5 is a win.
So you'll cash out after like one or two of those hits. You're going to just jump. So you're going to start
kicking. I jump. I jump in a heartbeat. Money's money. Anytime I get money that I've never had, I'll take it. I'm going to take it. And if it's $5, it could be $5. It could be $2.
It's a good strategy. It's all money. Right, let's go to Dennis, who's in North Philly. Hey, Dennis.
Oh, God.
Dennis, what are you thinking today?
My call.
You got it, buddy.
I don't feel good about this game. I really don't. Usually I give the Eagles confidence, but this is Joe Burrow, the Burrow of all barrels. Can't deny that, man. Now, it is a chance that y'all could win. However, y'all going to have to be delusional. And what I mean by that, this is going to have to be y'all Super Bowl. Y'all go down to Cincinnati and y'all win that trophy, quote unquote. Y'all going to have to, like, not think about, okay, this is Joe Burrow. Okay, this is a scheduled loss or whatever. No. Sure, it may seem that way, but Jalen, I believe he got it. But that's all I got to say about that. What y'all think?
Well, I don't think it's a Super Bowl kind of win. I mean, the Bengals are 3-4, but I think they're a better team than their record states. The Eagles play really well. They can win. I just am not expecting a win this game. And, Dennis, what's your costume idea for Hugh?
My costume idea, you talk about being a drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Uh-huh.
What if you dressed up as Snorlax?
The Snorlax.
Pokemon. Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ooh. What do you think of that, Hugh?
That sounds like a lot of costume.
Snorlax is overweight. That's an insult.
Oh, I'm not familiar with Snorlax. Google him.
Yo, I've seen the Snorlax.
Do a little Google for yourself.
No, I've seen the Snorlax.
Dennis laughing as he says it, too. He's really having a good time. 215-592.
That was just shots fired at you, to be honest.
It really was. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Big one on Sunday. Eagles, Bengals. Eagles 2.5-point underdogs, but a lot of people expect them to win today. I don't. Kyle doesn't. Hugh?
Yes.
Believes.
I believe.
What kind of game are they getting on Sunday? In terms of stylistically, is it more of a... Because it's interesting, both these teams, their defense has stunk to start the year, and they've played way better the last 2 weeks. But they also have played both the Giants and the Browns. Do you think the defenses stand up again, or are these offenses going to make it a shootout?
Well, the way that my parlay is set up, I need a shootout.
You're betting on touchdowns, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm betting on touchdowns. I'm trying to get paid.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have a same game parlay we'll put together.
I'm trying to get paid, Kyle.
We've lost you together.
It's gone. It's amazing. We went from 0 to 60 with you as a gambler. It's unreal.
18-leg parlay. That's out of control.
Yeah, it is. It's more like a it's more like an 8-leg parlay.
Honestly, if you win that, I may never gamble again.
Dude, because, it's looking pretty good.
Because you can't
though.
Jump right in and win an 18-game parlay.
I agree. It's an affront to the rest of us who do this all the time. It's like, it's a slap in the face. So we're not rooting against you, but we actually are. Anthony's in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you doing?
What's
hey,
up,
Anthony.
Man?
Hey, I was thinking that this was a loss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were supposed to win, but Cal done talked me out of it, man. So I think this is this loss, man. I can accept it only if we go down. Fighting hard, swinging.
See, that's all it's about. Hugh, it's just about trying hard.
I'm glad
best.
I could talk you out
try
of the win.
Try hard.
Yeah, but give an effort.
Nah, Hugh, ain't you not try hard, man. Ain't you, man. But at the end of the day gotta end, man. I'm tired of
at
Jaylen.
The end of the day gotta end. Gotcha.
Yeah, Jaylen, I'm tired of Jaylen missing open receivers. Like, when is we gonna get the Jaylen that we deserve? Jaylen is holding his team back, man. He holding his back. But Sunday we gotta win, man. If we wanna go in the right direction, we have to be able to beat teams like this. That's the only we have to.
Well, I mean, Danthony, I agree with that. You look at the rest of the schedule. Cincinnati is closer to Washington and, you know, the Ravens and, you know, the good teams they're going to see down the stretch of the season. They're more like those teams. So we got to it's a litmus test. There's no question. All right, Anthony, what are you thinking? What's a good costume for Hugh for Halloween?
Mr. Incredible, man. You know, Hugh's a nice, strong guy. Mr. Incredible, man, you know.
Mr. Incredible, Hugh, what do you think?
Yeah, that one's not bad. That one's not bad.
So, Anthony, it's a good one. I was Mr. Incredible once. I didn't pull it off quite like Mr. Incredible did, but I was Mr. Incredible.
So the kids were like the Incredibles? You had the kids?
Yeah, we did. We
okay,
did
that's
that
pretty
thing.
Cool. Yeah, that's
they,
pretty
they
cool
were really, they were little then. We did, I was Mr. Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
I was Mr. Incredible.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's
yeah, I mean, I didn't quite fill it out.
I'm not
way.
Seeing it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a... What was one for earlier for Hugh? They said he was big or something.
Snorlax.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to just do a costume.
You got to lean into it.
You got to
yeah.
lean into whatever
you
it is.
You got to lean into it a little bit.
It's kind of messed up, man.
The Snorlax.
No, I mean, it was.
I
mean,
I haven't looked up Snorlax. Let's
no,
see
it's Snorlax pretty big, dude, but it's cool.
He's huge. I mean, like, he is, some might say, obese.
Oh, that's not right. Yeah, and I didn't know what he looked like.
Yeah, I obviously, he don't know what I look like either.
Well, okay, actually, here's where it does work. Snorlax is known... for sleeping all the time.
I just, when you look up his Wikipedia, his weakness is his fighting.
No.
His ability is thick fat. And his category is sleeping.
Yeah, but I think the Snorlax has like a final form or something, doesn't he?
Probably, yeah. It's gone. They've jumped the shark with the evolutions
I have,
and stuff.
I have a grown-ass friend. Grown-ass. That Pokemon, they go in D.C. They have a Pokemon park. That he goes to every Wednesday. They like to have a Pokemon.
Wait, is it where they play the game on their
they
phone?
They play on the phone with the app. They try to find Pokemon. And I'm pretty sure they do it here in Philly somewhere. I know there's probably a Pokemon group, but yeah, I have grown ass friends that actively go out.
Full grown.
Like 30s. Going out hunting Pokemon. And they have a grand old time. And they talk about all the people out there that are hunting Pokemon. It's like they're not the only ones. It's like grown-ass people out there hunting Pokemon.
That's a lot. It feels like a lot. Big Murph is up. He's on WIP. Hey, Big Murph.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's
hey,
going
Big
on?
Murph. What's up?
Man, I got pinned in about whether the Eagles going to win. I think they're definitely going to win. I think this is going to be the first time you see the young pups. You got to remember they're puppies, man. They're just learning. You know what happens when a puppy gets a treat? He does it again. I think last week, Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter worked real good together, maybe some Georgia continuity. I think this is the first week you see them get a strip sack, fumble, and maybe they convert that into a touchdown. And I think they'll score in the first quarter for the first time this year.
Well, that would be big, Murph, because that's one thing. It's just it's hard to sustain winning when you don't score in the first quarter because you're tied.
You gotta score.
Yeah, you're tied or down at the end of every first quarter. So, Murph, I hope you're right on that. What are you thinking about?
Go ahead. More things,
yes.
Real quick.
Yes.
I got a costume for you, but mm-hmm. right before I say that, eventually Hurts is going to realize on that mesh concept that Devontae Smith, who's running that under drag, is open every time. When the wheel route is not there, he's got to go to Devontae Smith. Once he realizes that, points on the board. He's got to see film and catch that. Hugh.
Yes.
You should dress up as Luke Cage. You got the ball head, just shave it, get it nice and clean, get that Beijing, get zinged up on your beard a little bit, make it nice and thick, and you already got the stature, man. And Luke Cage, you know, he was a ladies' man. So, you
no,
know,
I started, you know what, one time I started to do that, because that's an easy costume. That's a pair of jeans and a yellow T-shirt and maybe some chains around the arm. Yeah,
but you can pull that off easy, yeah.
Yeah, come on, Hugh. I should win something for that one. Come on, guys.
That's a good one.
You're in the mix, Big Murph. You're in the mix.
That's a good one.
You can't beg. I mean, you can give the answer. We debate it.
Yeah, that automatically disqualifies
you.
Yeah,
it might be. I do think it's a good one. I could see.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
The only thing is, it's not as funny. Like, it's just
you want the funny one. The funny one is by far Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, that might be the leader in the clubhouse right now.
I think the top two came at the beginning. The pumpkin and Mr. Brown.
Yeah, Mr. Brown.
Are hilarious Mr. Brown. To picture, Hugh.
I had to laugh at that one because the first time I heard somebody say it, I was like, you know what? I got to quit wearing this damn goatee because they're right. I was like, they're right.
All right, let's get a little update on the injury report here. Eagles, Bengals. So I'm looking at the Bengals as far as their last practice yesterday. Orlando Brown was limited. Rhea mentioned that with us. Their tackle. Limited, their left tackle, but he did practice. Trey Hendrickson had a full practice day before he did for personal reasons. And then Geno Stone, their safety, had a limited practice. So limited for Stone and limited for Orlando Brown. We'll see what today is. Eagles today, still no sign of the Dallas Goedert, right?
Yeah, no Goedert, no Becton at practice today. So another week of Grant Calcaterra. Another week of Tyler Steen.
So Steen.
Who's done good. Steen's been good.
So Steen at right guard, Fred Johnson at left guard, left tackle sounds like what we got for this week, obviously, with Mailata out again. Let's grab Brian in Bucks County. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys? How you
what's
doing
up,
today?
Brian?
Good, Brian. What's up?
All right. Man, I am upset to be making this call, but I'll try to get it all in. First and foremost, the closest this comes to a family show is when I'm sitting on hold for 30 minutes with my kids in the back seat. All right? Let's get that out in the open. But I want to talk about this weekend. Look, I feel an Eagles loss. It hurts to feel it. I feel like the best plays Jalen Hurts has made this year is when he's handed it to 26, and we've watched him run a couple big deep hits to Jalen, to AJ, which has been great. But I mean, Hugh, be honest with me here. There's 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. Do you rate Jalen in the top 12?
Just off the top of my head, I would probably say yes. I would say yes.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If Jalen goes down on Sunday, first couple plays, he gets sacked, hurts his wrist.
Give me two gloves.
Has to come in.
Oh, you talking about Tanner?
I mean, Tanner. No. Tanner.
I mean, I hear you, but I don't think Tanner gets it done.
But I'm just asking you a question. Does Tanner complete the ball to more receivers than Jalen would have at the end of the game? Because Jalen can't make it through all his reads.
I don't,
he gets crushed. He freezes. If his primary route's not there, he doesn't let the ball go.
I can't answer your question because I don't think your assessment of Jalen is fair with the sampling size that we've seen. Now, you know what's funny? And I'm glad you brought this up, Brian, because I heard this the other day. When has it become a problem that Jalen completes the ball to A.J. Brown? I mean, help me understand that narrative, because I heard somebody else say that yesterday. Say, well, he only can complete the ball to his primary receiver. That's just like saying Chris Carter only scores touchdowns.
Now, Hugh, that's a great, great point. But to come back on that, there's nothing wrong. Thank God he can make the completion to his primary receiver, because if he couldn't, he wouldn't be doing anything else. I just feel like he has a very hard time picking up the blitz. I feel like he has a very hard time reading defenses. And when his primary target in the huddle, I feel like in the huddle, he's like in his head, I'm hitting AJ down on the seam. I'm hitting AJ on a skinny post. I'm hitting AJ this. And when AJ's not there, boom, down he goes.
No, I give you that. As far as not being able to read the defense, I beg to differ. I think there was or not being able to read the blitz or beat the blitz. He's done that this year. As a matter of fact, he did that earlier this year. If the knock on Jalen is him pulling the trigger and him not seeing the field as a whole, I think some of those other criticisms are not – I don't think they're warranted, to be totally honest. But you're right. There is something wrong with Jalen, and I think that right now what we're doing – we're trying to figure it out, and we're throwing everything into the pot. You know what I mean? We don't know what's going on with Jalen.
It's just hard, you know, when you put the money out for tickets and you go to the game. The experience,
oh, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Definitely.
It's worth it every time. But when I'm looking at three guys streaking down the field, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's wide open. Jalen never even saw the guy.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's one out of five plays.
Yeah.
It's 50-60% of the play. So, Hugh, listen, I love Jalen Hurts. I'm all in. I think the man is an amazing, amazing talent. But I just don't understand how some of these basic skills that an elite quarterback should have, he doesn't seem to have such a firm grasp on, like multiple reads before you run out of the hole or something. Just I feel like he's one, maybe two, if we're lucky, but that's it. Like, if we got three routes, he ain't seeing all three of them.
No, I get it. And I think that's a fair criticism. I think there's something going on with Jalen because, for me, it's more like he's done it before and he's progressed. Like, last year he was progressing as a receiver. I mean, excuse me, as a quarterback. And then all of a sudden now he's regressed. And we're all trying to figure it out.
Yeah, Brian, the way it feels to me is it's just not sustainable, their offense. It's like three or four huge plays a game that carries them, right? The bombs to AJ, even one of his scrambles, like last week, got away from the sack and ran for 18. But they were 1-for-13 on third down last week. Usually you go 1-for-13, you lose. It's like, it almost feels like watching a baseball team. I guess the Phillies are a fair example where, like, they swing at everything, but they pop a few home runs and you win sometimes and you feel okay. But it's like, that doesn't feel sustainable.
It just doesn't. It doesn't. And every single week, I can't, as a super fan, I can't go into the week and be like, this is a win. Like, I felt like the other year I could look. Hey, Hugh, to your point, last year I had a 13-leg parlay. It don't mean I'm going to do it this year. It don't make me.
Right. That's not sustainable. Right? Exactly. It's a once in a while. All right, Brian, give us a costume for Hugh. What should he wear?
Hey, Hugh, listen, you should go out as like The Rock did in Moana in the movie. Everybody's going to love it. You're built for it. Just throw in a couple slap-on tattoos, baby. I think it's going to look good. If not, you got the fallback Kelsey Mummers costume. I think you could rock that in sexy style.
Brian, there you go. So a Mummers costume, Kelsey.
I ain't wearing no Mummers costume.
Or what about Maui from Moana?
Maui, that's a decent one. Maui's cool.
Yeah.
Maui's cool.
Would you sing the song? What can I say except you're welcome?
I don't remember the song from Moana.
Oh, you got to watch it again.
No, I do. And I probably had to put a wig on,
they're
too.
Doing a live. They're thinking about live action Moana.
Is that right?
With Dwayne Johnson obviously playing himself.
I guess if he's going to do it, if he's busy, then I guess I'll be a good second runner-up to
Wait a second, but they're looking for an A-list actor to headline this.
I mean, hey, say no more. I'm here. I'm your guy.
Before we unveil this week's parlay, which Hugh probably has seven already lined up, what letter grade actor do we say Hugh Douglas is at this stage? If there's eight, like
at this, because I'm busy with the radio
Tom
thing,
Hanks
I would say
is A-list. So where
he's not devoting all of his attention to acting right now.
I would say B. I would say B-list actor.
B-list actor.
B-list.
Yeah. I know people. I know people in the acting business.
So that makes you by default a B-list actor?
Yeah. I know people.
How about a Y-list actor?
No, I know people. I mean, I just ain't had time because I've been busy.
Yeah.
I've been busy with the radio thing. Mm.
That makes sense, yeah.
One notch below like that. Tom Hanks and all those guys. Yep.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I haven't talked to Tom in a while either.
I'm sure you haven't.
Me neither.
Hey, Kyle, haven't talked to Tom ever and ever.
First name basis with Tom Hanks. All right, let's get to this week's same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right. You know, it is amazing now that we do these. You know, we huddle up before the show. We come up with some ideas that we'll throw out for the same game parlay. And then, like a lot of times during the pre-show meeting, you know, Hugh's mind drifts once in a while. And you know, they might drift to funny stories. They might drift to something he read. No, he's in his own parlay hub over here. Doing his own parlay.
Selfish.
Yeah. No, because
how many you got lined up for this weekend?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I only got three.
Okay. Oh.
But the eight legger though, that if I hit that eight leg, no, not just the eight leg. If I hit, I have a four legger. If I hit that one, I'm gonna be living high on the hog. I'm telling you right now.
Straight to Cabela's.
Straight to Cabela's. I'm gonna get that bow and arrow that I wanted. If I hit this one, it's going down. Yeah, that's the big one I got. Because if I hit that one, $2 bet, win $175.
Woo! All right, Hugh, you're our touchdown guy now. Give me, what do you think? Saquon?
Anytime touchdown.
Saquon?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll put it in.
You want another one?
Yeah, give me another Eagle.
Oh, A.J. Brown. I think those two are easy money.
Okay.
Easy money. But if you would like me to, you want me to share one of my parlays that I put in?
Let's do ours.
This is why so we need you to pay attention when we do these things.
You know, I'm just saying.
All right, you know what? We'll go off you. Let's throw AJ in. AJ and Saquon. All right, they're in. AJ Brown, Saquon. Kyle, what do you want to put in here? What do you got?
All right. This is probably the craziest leg of them all. I'm going to do this until we finally drag the Eagles out of their first quarter rut, Joe. Eagles, first quarter spread, +1.5. Now, the thing is, Joe, if it's 0-0 in the first quarter, this hits.
We win.
So the Eagles can hit this without scoring in the first quarter.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. Because
that sounds pretty good.
We're literally betting on something.
First time I've heard it.
We're betting on something that doesn't happen, okay? All right. Okay, we'll put it in.
Maybe I should pay more attention to me.
Eagles +1.5 first quarter. Saquon and AJ now for anytime touchdowns. All right, let me... I'll be the drunk uncle today. Let's go. Joe Burrow, his passing touchdown number is only 1.5. I mean, come on. Burrow over 1.5 passing touchdowns. And if we've got a couple Eagles touchdowns and we got a couple Bengals touchdowns, seems like the over might be the play. Over 47.5 for the game. So you throw all those together. Over 47.5. Saquon, AJ to score. Eagles +1.5 first quarter, which I'm scared about. And, of course, Burrow, 2 passing touchdowns over 1.5. That is a 10-1 same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. That's our weekly show parlay. Hugh, why don't you tell everyone some of the ones you've cooked up?
Oh, you know what? I cooked up the one that's going to pay me big money. big money. I got the anytime touchdown for Saquon Barkley,
yeah.
Devontae Smith. But then I got a little spicy with it. You know, of course, A.J. Brown. And I threw in T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
So I got to tell you something.
What's that?
I've been trying to, like, slow play some of the betting stuff so you can, like, you're little by little. You're going to like this. Ready for this?
What you got?
I don't know when it becomes available. I know it's there on Sundays. But on Sundays, they give you a touchdown boost. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
You take the boost. It's the Rob Gronkowski touchdown boost, okay?
Okay.
You get extra 30% on your parlay. So that same touchdown parlay you put in, mm-hmm. the winnings, you get 30% extra.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I hit one early.
But I got to hit the boost at the time, right?
So you go in the app, and then at the top, it'll show you where the boosts are. You say you accept the boost, and then you go in. Hugh, when you hit a bet with a boost, it hits different.
So we have high stakes, Hugh. this is another one we're going to add to the list.
I hit a three-legger with a 30% boost on a touchdown bet in week 2 or 3. It's a game changer.
Well, I see it's for the NBA, but it says the 50% boost for Iron. I ain't ready to bet on that yet. I ain't ready to bet on that.
We have high stakes, Hugh. If he wins one of these parlays,
I see it. The 30%
profit boost. The Gronk spike,
yeah.
Hugh hits one of these, we're going to have high horse Hugh.
Oh, we are. He's going to come in here like Million Dollar Man just waving dollars around.
And damn, Sunday night, we might have just high Hugh.
Yeah, well, that's
high. The... Yeah, that might be the case.
Yeah, we know that Hugh.
All depends on what time of the day it is, though.
Can we pick a winner here before we have to wrap our show up? We got a 4-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love Card Show tomorrow, October 26th. A meet and greet with one of the Hugh Douglases we know at the show at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philly. All right, what do we think? Hugh, it's your costume. I mean, you have to be the one that wears this when you go trick-or-treating this coming Thursday. What's your favorite answer we got today? We got a lot of good ones.
Well, I know y'all kind of like the ones where it embarrasses me a little bit, so I think I have to go with the Mr. Brown one.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Was that our first one today?
Yes.
I think it was.
Yes.
Who was our winner?
That was
for that?
Archie.
Archie, Mr. Brown.
The delusional one about Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah. We'll throw him a bone. He needs it. All right. So he enjoy it tomorrow. Get to go to the card show. Archie, you are our winner today. All right. So we have ourselves a game on Sunday. Pre-game show, Hugh. We got to be here at 10 o'clock Sunday.
10 o'clock. I'll be there.
We'll get set for the Eagles and the Bengals on Sunday. And let's just let's quickly wrap up with some of our Twitter polls. They just see where the people were on these as we gave away our prize. And now, do people expect a victory on Sunday? Hugh does. Kyle and I are not there. We're expecting it. 67% of people expect a victory on Sunday.
Expect.
Sure they
expect.
Do.
And
that's a diehard Eagles fan right there, bro.
Most people don't think they can win a shootout, though, so we're expecting a victory in a very particular way. And then would a lost Sunday be acceptable? 78% said no. So again, the math sometimes doesn't always math together with all these things, but we're in good
shape.
So
I was on the right side of this today. Sounds like I was a little bit. A little bit.
You'll be on the right side if you hit some of these parlays.
Ooh, I hit some of these parlays, man. I might not come to work Monday.
Hugh, where are
you? $200.
I'm just walking around Cabela's buying this and buying that.
I'm be like, hey, you don't have to worry about me being here not buying nothing anymore. I won on FanDuel.
Here's the question. Are you going to be a guy that cashes out right away, or are you going to leave the money in there and keep betting with it?
No, I'm going to cash out.
Yeah.
I'm cashing out.
That doesn't surprise me. You're taking that money and you're running away. See ya.
Yes.
Hugh's not coming back.
Yes, I am. I'm out.
All right. Everyone have yourself a great rest of your weekend. So we